Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Thursday. We got a lot to do around here. Rhea Hughes joins us in about a half hour. We will figure out what the heck is in Hughes' holiday stocking at some point in this show. We have to kiss the baby before week 15 starts in the NFL. Starting to get hard now. Good morning, Hugh. How we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, fellas, don't mess with nobody who ain't got as much to lose as you do. That's all I got to say about that.
You should have told a certain Wolverine before for the events of yesterday. My goodness gracious.
Undefeated, dog.
Goodness gracious. That one is a crazy story. All right. Lot to discuss here today. And, Hugh, you know, last couple days we were talking a little bit about what to do.
Talking recklessly.
Well, we're talking, I think.
Reckless?
Speculatory. Reckless. Whatever. Yeah.
Wasn't that reckless.
Yeah, that was.
It was a little reckless.
It was real.
Well, I mean, you know, it was on the hearts of and minds of everybody in this great Midwestern city.
Well, that's not true. We're not in the Midwest. But I do think, when we have a game like Monday, right, and the quarterback plays the way he did, you know, day one reaction, we're like, oh, my goodness, this is bad, right? That's why I felt on Tuesday. And then yesterday it's like, well, if this continues, this has to happen. Well, all right, so now we've had a few days to kind of relax a little bit. And now let's take a 10,000-foot view of this thing, right? Jalen Hurts is not playing his best football.
No, he's not.
Clear. It's clear as day. We've watched him play for a lot of years, and we know what his best looks like, and we know it's not been that. And it's not just the one game, right? It's not. If it was one game, that's a one-off. Every player has that. It's been a month. It's been 5 weeks of some of his worst football over a long stretch we've ever seen. So, Hugh, this happens in sports, especially with established players, right? They will, and I think the word I'm about to use is used more for baseball than it is for football, but I think it could apply in any aspect in life. Hugh, that S word, slump, right? You know,
and slump. I need a slump buster.
Well, maybe that's the Raiders. The Raiders certainly could be a slump buster, Hugh, on Sunday. I always think when an established player starts to play poorly for an extended period, and I think if we're being honest, Jalen Hurts, that's accurate right now. Established player playing poorly for an extended period. Hugh, the question becomes, and I think we did this a little bit with Bryce Harper last year, and we've done it with other players over the years. Hugh Douglas, is this a slump that Jalen Hurts is in, or is he regressing? Because that is also the other side of the coin when it's an established player going through an extended period, they're not playing well. Hugh, 5 weeks, Jalen Hurts' numbers are towards the bottom of the NFL. Are we in a slump, or are we watching a quarterback regress in front of our eyes?
I want to say he's in a slump. There's a lot to unpack when it comes to Jalen and his performance over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is, Joe, if I'm being honest, it's evolution. And what I mean by that is I always talk about how, as a football player, especially a professional, you have to be different every season. And I think that it's caught up with Jalen to a certain extent. You know, we've heard rumors and things and frustrations with people talking about how this offense hasn't evolved and it's vanilla. I think a part of that, I think there's some truth when it's said that Jalen likes the offense a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And the truism in the NFL is this. The more that you don't evolve, teams get a book on you. And, you know, we were talking about this morning, and I've heard offensive linemen said that they see similar looks every week from certain teams because they work well against them,
mm-hmm.
like certain concepts. Like you might have a team that is primarily a 3-4 team. They might roll up in a 4-3.
Well, like the Cowboys with the five-man line a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yes, things of that nature. So that tells me, as an old football player, that, you know, this is copycat league. I used to always hear that all the time. That's what they mean. Like teams, if there's something you're struggling with, you're going to see it every week. And fortunate enough for the Eagles, they've been able to overcome that over the last couple years and everything like that. But it's finally caught up to them. Now, I will say this. The one positive that I take from the game is that they moved the ball better. The outcome wasn't the same. Well, the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be. But when you step away from the obvious glaring five turnovers.
Then it was glaring.
It was glaring. Whew. And I get that. And hopefully today, you know, with it being Thursday, people are a little bit more calm. They moved the ball better. They moved the ball better. They put the ball in harm's way. Now, if you clean up the turnovers, and if you look at that game realistically, you had a chance to win. Turnovers hurt you. And they normally do. But you got to ask yourself this. How many times have you seen a game that's had five turnovers and you still have a chance to win the game?
Pretty rare. I mean, you would think that many, you're down 10 or 14 at the end.
And that's the reality. Yeah. And that's why, you know, on a Monday, it's hard for people to see that mm-hmm. because it's Monday. Well, on a Tuesday, I should say, because you lost.
Right.
But the reality is this. If you have five turnovers, you're supposed to be dead in the water. That defense stood on his head. And they played well.
Excellent.
They played well, and they kept you in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get this offense going, the ceiling right now is 21 points. That's it.
Ugh.
Joe, it's
ugh.
And part of the reason
21.
Why, listen, these are the hard conversations we have as Eagles fans. Give me 21 points, we got a chance.
Yeah, well, they will. And look, the good news is the schedule the next few weeks, it gives opportunity to beat up on some bad teams and quarterbacks, including Kenny Pickett, who looks like he's in line to start against us on Sunday. All right, here's where I come down on this. Hugh, you said something and you kind of talked through it, and you said you want to say it is a slump. I want to say that too. But my eyes are telling me there's decline going on here. And what I see is this, right? So statistically, he's obviously declined. His numbers across the board are pretty bad. I mean, let's just be real about it. His success rate is down. His QBR is down. His completion's down. Statistically, this is closest to 2021. Right? We always forget that year when we talk about Jalen Hurts' career. That was his first year as a starter. Statistically, this looks closer to that than it does 22, even 23, or obviously last year. So statistically, it's down. Okay, is that a slump? I don't know. It's 14 games or 13 games. But my eyes, Hugh, and my concern is, I don't think he's the same athlete as he was a few years ago. And he doesn't run like he used to. And I think about Jalen Hurts, right? When he first came in the league, the player he is, the scouting report on him. And I remember watching him at Oklahoma and Alabama. And I thought he was an interesting prospect, Hugh, when the Eagles drafted him because he was a dual threat, right? Mm-hmm. Is he really a dual threat anymore? He's averaging 3.8 yards a carry. When he was at his best, it was 5.5. Like, that's what Michael Vick used to run for. That's Lamar. 5.5, that's, you know, Cam Newton. Right, some of the best running quarterbacks of all time. Jalen was one of them for a brief period.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference, right? 5.5, 6, he could break. He had 100 yards rushing in a quarter in a game in 2022. 100 yards in a quarter. And I'm watching the game Monday, and I'm watching Justin Herbert, and he's the better athlete on the field at that position. So I'm watching I just think he's a better athlete right now. He just runs feet.
I mean, I can't deny that, yeah.
So I'm looking around the NFL. I don't know how high Jalen ranks even among mobile quarterbacks right now in terms of his ability to run. So that aspect of his game is not here. I don't know if he's banged up. I don't know if it's the coaches telling him. I don't know if he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to get hurt. I don't know what's going on. But he's not running like he used to. And then if he's not a dual threat, okay, we have a quarterback that has a nice deep ball, can spin it once in a while, but it's not a consistent thing. So I see regression here. And maybe it's as simple as what you said, Hugh, where teams have caught up. And it's like, if you don't improve and teams catch up to what you're doing, like Jason Avant, when he's with us every Wednesday, he's brought up the idea that teams are running the Todd Bowles defense against Jalen Hurts now, right? Todd Bowles has given Jalen trouble a lot in his NFL career, and now everyone's kind of copying that defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned we are seeing physical regression, not running anymore, and that is leading to overall play regression. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is this a slump? And boy, we all hope it's just a slump, because that means you get out of slumps, right? You get a slump buster. Maybe that's the Raiders on Sunday. But if it's decline or regression, that's a different thing. And then that is something the Eagles have to figure out how they work around with him or work around with, you know, something else down the line. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Let's hear from Jalen Hurts yesterday. He was asked actually specifically about having a slump. Not a phrase we usually use for quarterbacks. That's more for like baseball players. But is this a slump? Here is Jalen yesterday.
You know, there's words we're used to athletes getting into slumps, and you talk about hitters adjusting their, you know, their hands or their stride, or basketball players adjusting their feet. Do quarterbacks get into slumps, like where you just, you know, the mechanics aren't there?
I'm gonna say for whatever reason, I think that's a part of the game. You know, success or greatness, those things aren't linear. You have your ups, you have your downs, but it's about how you respond to it. And I think about that. I mean, it's nothing new that I haven't faced before. It's a matter of responding to it, and I got a lot of confidence how we respond. I got a lot of confidence how it'll go.
So, all right, so he said, man, I don't know if he gave an honest answer there or just trying to talk himself into it, but he basically said, I have to respond to you. I mean, that's what I heard. He acknowledged the point, but I don't know if he knows the answer to what's going on right now.
Yeah, he's right. He has to respond. Because that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the response. There's no question that there's a lot of questions about Jalen. Like, my feed has been blowing up about different stories that I'm reading about Jalen, and everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are vitriol. They got a little vitriol with them because they don't like Jalen. And some are trying to give, you know, analysis, like some really good analysis. And the bottom line is this. This is the worst that we've seen him look.
Yes.
There's no question about it. Now, he's had his moments where he didn't look good, but the one caveat is he figured out ways to win. He didn't look good this week. He didn't look good.
He did not.
So now, how do you rally? You rally the troops. There were some good things, and I'll keep saying this. There were some good things that were done Monday night, but the bad outweighed all of that. You have to try to build off of that. I don't think you can put the genie back in the box because it's obvious that you struggle with certain things that you do. I would not be surprised if, you know, we have a couple more games, he throws a couple more picks, especially if you're going to take more chances with the football, because that's what we're talking about. I think Jalen has been so risk averse that now he's in a situation where in order for you to get out of this, you have to become more risk averse. You got to take more chances with the football.
But that is scary because what just happened Monday.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yeah. But you can't. You got to get back on the horse, man.
I know.
You have to get back on the horse, and you have to figure. You got to figure it out. Because a lot of it, when you look at some of the throws that he had, when you go back and you look at them, they were off time just a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you can shore that timing up just a little bit better, then you made some pretty good plays out there.
Yeah. Well, he could have, and if he did, and they had some open guys, it could have been a totally different outcome. 215-592-9494. All right, before we get to everyone's take on this, I just want to throw one more thing in the discussion, because I can imagine there are some people out there listening to us who are saying, decline? He's 27 years old, right? Like, how could he be in decline? He's not 35. He's not 40. I don't think there's a general rule when it comes to quarterbacks the way maybe we think there is. Like, sometimes guys play until their 40s. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, Philip Rivers has come back at 44. Obviously, Brady and Rodgers and all those guys play very deep in their careers. But some guys, and especially mobile running quarterbacks, sometimes it goes way quicker. I hope it's not going with Jalen Hurts, but look, Cam Newton was done at 27 years old as a good quarterback. He just was done. And Jalen Hurts, if you go look between college and the pros, you know how many times he's run the football, Hugh? Rushes.
Quite a bit.
Over 1,300 rushes from college to the pros. When running backs get to that many carries, their legs go. And we all say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, perhaps Jalen Hurts is just not the same athlete he was just even a year ago. That happens sometimes, and maybe it's affecting everything. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? Slump? Decline? What do we got going on here with Jalen Hurts?
So I'm going to come at this from an odd way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we usually like direct answers on the show, but I don't necessarily have, like, I don't necessarily think it's either, because I think this is who Jalen Hurts is. Like, I didn't come to some shocking revelation Monday night. I mean, maybe other people did when they decided to open up the offense and he couldn't execute it. Like, I think what I have known, what I've said about Jalen Hurts for a while now, even going back to last year when the team won the Super Bowl, is that Jalen Hurts is best suited in an offense that is predicated on running the football. Now, the part about him not running, that could be physical decline. Mm-hmm. Like that I think is a very reasonable assessment. But he's best suited to be in an offense where they're running the ball heavily and it's not overly complex. Like we just saw what happened Monday night when they started throwing the ball over the middle and they started opening things up. He wasn't able to do it. So I didn't like it. This wasn't like, oh my God. Like
it wasn't a light bulb moment.
No, it wasn't. Like, so you can call it regression. You can call it a slump. Like, this is who I think we have at quarterback right now. Like, that. This is the guy. So, like, I think we all know that we can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. But everything else around him needs to be better. It just does. Like, if we're going to go through with this next season, the rest of the year, all that stuff, we need a good running game. We need everything else around him to be working perfectly for this thing to work. So, like, I know that's not like a direct answer. I just think this is who we have at quarterback.
Yeah, well, that is what they have at quarterback right now. This is the version of Jalen Hurts we have. Whether it's always been or it's getting worse, we got to figure that out. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. What is going on with Jalen Hurts? Is it a slump? Is it regression? Is it decline? Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's Will. Up, what's man? Up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen, let me just say this. And you've been saying it for a minute. I've been saying it for a minute. And, Kyle, you just said it, man. My thing is this. We knew this season, before it even started, that every team was going to bring their best, right? Because they was playing the best. So now, as a team, we have to be better. Everything has to be better, man. I mean, because that is the first thing in my mindset to tell a team, listen, the team is going to bring their best, but we got to be better. We got to be better at play calling. We got to be better at running. We got to be better at blocking, better at blitzes, better at passing, better at communication. You know what I'm saying? This is my thing, man. Like, they got us so brainwashed that we're not the same team that left the Super Bowl. We are. Because the whole thing is, just because they stop in the run, don't mean we got to stop running the ball. Just because they keep saying we can't pass or get a good game plan together, that don't mean that's what it is, man. We got to stick with what's been working. As far as the downhill running, man, that's how we got to run. That's how the running game going to get started. Under the center, man. Listen, man. Time is now. And the whole thing is, if you play better, you think better, you communicate better, that is what equals equal opportunity to be the best team in the league. But the whole thing is, if you don't communicate and you don't play better, guess what? There will be no execution. And if there's no execution, there will be no wins. Because guess what? It's time, and the time is now, man. And like I say, sometimes even when I'm not ready, I always stay ready. Because that's how it's got to be on the team. Everybody's got to be ready. So when I said we got to be better, let's start with the coaching. The coaching be better, then the team's going to play better. The players going to play better. So now, everything right here from here on, in order to get back to the Super Bowl, in order to stay in the playoffs, in order to make our run and repeat again, we got to be better than every team out here. And it starts now. And it after it starts, it don't end until we come back with that Super Bowl, baby. So what I want to see is better everything, better execution, better running, better consistency, better commitment. And guess what? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles will be a better and best team ever. Let's go, now.
Let's go, Will. All right, Will's back up off the mat. That's good to see. He's back. It is Thursday.
We tend to do that.
Is everyone back or is it just Will?
I think everybody's starting to come back around.
Okay. You know, well.
We're going to start getting those crazy point spreads or point scores. And stuff.
Oh.
Just wait for tomorrow.
20, yeah.
Well, they are 11.5 point favorites somehow. Matt in Germantown's up. Matt!
Hey, what's the deal? We got Joe, diehard Bruce Willis Joe. What's up?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Uncle Hubie with the doobie. And today is Kyle. He the fake Woody, the inverse Woody. When Jalen playing bad, he's alive. When Jalen playing good, he dead like the doll. That's all
I'm talking about.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you trying to say that I'm rooting against him in the team?
I'm trying to say that if we are going to support our quarterback, we need to support our quarterback.
I support the Eagles. If he's not the best quarterback for the Eagles, then I'm not going to support it.
But he's obvious. All right, let me make my point.
So,
my first thing is, I got three things. One, back in the day, Hugh, when I used to be a home health aide, one of my clients had a really great saying. He would tell me, "Hold my gat." You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like an old Western, you know how a quick draw?
Yeah.
But sometimes you jump to conclusions or you're too fast. So
yes.
I feel like right now, with Jalen showing that he's a human being, people just need to hold their gap for a second. My second point is that Jalen had what I would think, Hugh, and I think you could probably relate to it. He had his come to Jesus moment. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like when you said the crossroads the other day, that's when I like, even though I couldn't get in, like my point was kind of made then. This is where true self-reflection comes, and this is where if you really want to be as great as you want to be, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And my third point is also, you're going to love this point. If you remember Snowfall, when Damian Idris was talking to Leon in the car,
uh-huh.
And he said, "I built this brick by brick, and I'll be darned if you crumble the whole thing just because you don't like the way another person talks." And that's my whole point with this here.
Yeah.
You see, right. So this is where the pride has to go to the side, the come to Jesus moment has to come to the side for everybody if we're going to come and finish the goal that ultimately we set in the beginning of the season. And at the end of the day, right, I'm going to end it with this. If y'all going to sit here and say y'all fans, right, then you need to be able to support your players. You understand me? And watch this. The players have their responsibility to support the fans. So now we're going to really see who's going to put up or shut up these last five games. And that also includes the coaching. Because watch this. If Nick Sirianni can get hired, if Howie and Jeffrey can feel confident enough to hire this man to direct the organization, and he's done that and went to two Super Bowls, mm-hmm. I'm going to end it with this question. What other active player other than Patrick Mahomes went to two Super Bowls? I'll wait.
Well, Russ.
Not digress there.
Matt appreciates Russ.
You talking about Russell Wilson? Yeah. Exactly. I mean, he's an active.
Yeah, as we discussed the other day, he's a half active because he's doing, like, TV shows and stuff.
You killing him.
Well, I mean, come on. You know that's the end of a player's career.
Hey, what do you mean? I know. Okay, I do know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I didn't say anything. Yeah, you felt it when I said that.
Yeah, we all saw. We all saw Jacksonville.
All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. Rhea's going to join us next. We got a few things to get to. Jeff Lurie on record recently about this season and how it's going. Plus some weird comments by Hurts yesterday when asked about the use of his legs, which I do think is a big part of why there's some regression here. Is this a slump or is Jalen Hurts in decline? Where do you come down? It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
WWE in the building.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Joining us now, as she does every week, Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're awesome.
We're trying to figure out what's going on with the football team. That's
You're
what we're doing.
Such a troublemaker, Joe Giglio.
I know.
Rabble rousing.
God, the only person I know in the entire city of Philadelphia is questioning the quarterback.
You know what? I'm a man on an island over here questioning a quarterback with five turnovers in a game Monday. All right, Rhea, where are you on Jalen? We opened today with the idea of, all right, is this just a slump, right? It's been five games. Now, Monday was the worst. Yeah. That was probably an outlier. He'll probably never do that again.
81 points, as Ruben Frank pointed out on his column, which is great.
Yep.
81 points in five games. It is the worst offense, least amount of points scored since 2012.
And, of course, that year they switched quarterbacks from Vic to Foles, and then everyone was out of here after that season. Yeah. Andy and Vic and all that. All right, so is this a slump, 5 weeks of bad play, or do you think he could be regressing here as a player?
So there's two things, and Hugh, I heard you use the word evolve, which mm-hmm. is if you're not evolving, you're regressing.
Because everyone else is moving forward.
Exactly. Yeah. And I said it last week, and I'll say it again this week. If he is not using his legs, he is no longer special. Hugh's been around long enough. We said the same thing about Donovan.
Yep.
But Donovan had the broken, ankle. And Donovan was a much better passer. I wasn't always the biggest Donovan fan, but...
Yeah, but he had a better arm, yeah.
Much better arm.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a regression.
Yeah, and Hugh, that's the biggest thing, like the legs versus arm. And there were so many games early in his career where he didn't have a great throwing game, but his legs got first downs. He ran, and now...
The legs in overtime got, if it doesn't get called back.
Yes.
That was huge. He needs both of them together. And I get lowering it this year. I was okay with that. But to not use it.
Especially on a night you're not throwing it well. You're
correct,
turning it over.
Correct.
It's bizarre. Can we get to a couple answers from Jalen yesterday talking about... So he was asked about running and about his legs being part of all this. And let's unpack this. I just thought his answers were... I didn't really understand where he was going with his answer to the question. Here's Jalen on his running and legs and ability to play the position with or without them.
You haven't run with the same frequency as you have in the past. As we discussed over the past 5 years, that's part of kind of what makes you you. Can you be the quarterback that you've shown you can be if that part of your game is not at the same frequency as it's been in the past?
I think it comes down to finding ways to win. And so being able to find ways to win in multiple ways is what I think about first. And, you know, winning comes through the change of coaching, maybe how a scheme evolves through that coaching change, and how things are delivered and what those strategies are in the midst of the game. Right now, it's just about finding ways to go out there and find a way to win the game. So I don't look at that as – I don't look at that and reflect on one area of my or everyone's game. It's a matter of getting it done, right? I think when we look at this last week, you look at the game for what it is and judge it as it is, but you got an opportunity to win it in the end. And so I'd rather put my focus on that and trying to take advantage of those opportunities when they come.
Okay. I'm going to need a whiteboard, a marker, and a diagram.
Well, we have thought of the whiteboard that's going to hang behind Hugh, like Woody Page used to have.
When I start to recklessly speculate, especially now, like this reckless speculation has been brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse, where you can use exclusive BedMax technology to find your perfect mattress.
A pro's pro.
I'll tell you, nobody does it like you.
Never. what'd you make of that comment by Jalen?
The first thing that jumped out to me was him blaming it on the coaching.
Yeah.
Like that, that's all I heard. All the filibustering.
Yeah.
And I ain't hear nothing, but hey, he blamed it on the coaching. Mm. Jalen's a smart dude, man.
Like, he doesn't say anything. he doesn't recklessly speculate.
He's clear and concise. I think that, I mean, that's kind of telling. When you talk about a man who just on Monday night talked about how it was his fault.
Yeah.
And then on what? Wednesday? He's like, hey, you got to look at the coaching too. Like,
he looked at here's the funny thing is, because, and I, everybody who looked at the tape has said the same thing, that there were positives there. And I do get that.
Yes.
But I think Jalen looked at the tape and went, hey, I was playing a lot better than I thought I did. No, dude, you turned the ball over four times.
See, that's the glaring thing about it, Rhea, is that. And I tried to tell my partner this, but he threw a pen across the room and he stood up.
I heard you were throwing a pen yesterday.
So it was Tuesday.
I pulled into the grocery parking lot. I couldn't pull out. I was like, is this going to be a brawl? So I got to listen.
So here's what happened. So on Tuesday, we come in after the 5 turnover game, right? And 3 minutes in, I got Douglas over here spinning positive. So I slammed my pen down. Now,
there's a rule,
Douglas. Did it fly at you?
Time and place.
Yes, but I didn't throw it at you. That's a big difference.
In my defense. I'm still, like, see what I'm talking about.
You have to, and now on a Sunday game, my rule for anything positive was always Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, see?
When it's a Monday game, you got to hold that till, like, your afternoon, your middays.
Yeah.
So you could do it middays on Wednesday.
But not Tuesday on a Monday night.
Maybe at noon.
Wait, for real.
Yes.
I still have a football background, even though I've been doing this for a long time.
We still question that.
I still have a football background.
But I thought they
background.
Took a lot of sacks away from you.
They did. Yeah, that was a long time
I was
ago,
trying,
let's be honest.
Like, that game was horrendous. But every time you watch a game like that, you're always taught to try to pull some positive out of it. And I'm like, well.
As a football player.
Yeah.
Not as a talk show host.
Yeah, not as a talk show host. I was like, oh.
I wanted to clearly establish that.
Because as a talk show host, the first one, oh, that's bad. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be a rough one tomorrow. And then I'm like, well, when you look at it, they moved the ball.
They were moving the ball.
Correct. And it was just like, I know you can't overlook the 5 turnovers because that's what everybody's talking about. But they did move the ball.
Well, because if they don't have 5, if maybe they have 2, they win the game. Yeah.
And then on top of that, Rhea, you had 5 turnovers and you still had a chance
to win, and you made a poor decision. You know.
So I was trying to be nobody was trying to hear.
Nobody
that.
Wants to hear it. That.
Nah. Well, we now have a static drop that we play over Hugh, and we don't like what he just like. Yeah.
Oh, it's like white noise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sorry, Hugh.
He's like, shut up.
Yeah. Oh, so it will not be my radio.
This is only for you to know. Everyone else thinks it's their radio.
The beginning part of that cut, I was interested because I wrote it down in my notes before he got to the coaches, and then a bunch. I think about winning in multiple ways. Let me see. Where's the camera here? Multiple ways also include your legs.
Yes, they do. They do include your legs
for the rest of the day.
Good use of props.
Yes. Well, I mean, the part that's confusing is a few weeks ago there was a report from both Jeff McClain and Jimmy Kemski that he had expressed not wanting to use his legs. So, which is it? Like, if it is the coaches trying to protect him, okay, then maybe it's time for the coaches to take the training wheels off. Let's go win some games. We got to make the playoffs here. But if it's him, then why are you saying the coaches are like that?
That's a weird quote.
See, it was a weird way to say it.
Yeah.
And that's the way I heard it because it's like, because I've never.
On Monday after the game, somebody asked him about Sirianni being in the meetings. And he said he brought structure
yes,
to it.
He seemed to praise it.
So he was complimentary of Sirianni.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, since we're recklessly speculating in this
segment,
he's probably talking about Petullo. He's probably like when we have so much that is going on with this team that we have to speculate about because we don't know. Yeah. And that's what it probably feels like it was.
But am I allowed to reckless? Oh, is this the safe haven for recklessly speculating?
This is a safe space.
Okay, this is recklessly speculating.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, you know, Jalen knows they already had that he and Sirianni have worked on their issues from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he can't go back to that well.
Oh, we're done with that.
So
since Petullo's been getting a lot of criticism, not from me. I haven't gone after him once. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of play calls I didn't like where they were in the game. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, I took issue with those, but it's like, well, if everybody else is piling on Petullo, why can't I? Again,
yeah.
Recklessly speculating.
Well, it does take the heat off of him because everyone hates Petullo anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny, the timing.
And, yeah, it's
and
odd.
You have to. I've never heard a quarterback talk about the play calling. Like, and I know he's not directly saying it, but he's saying it indirectly.
Sure.
He's definitely saying it indirectly. On top of that, it's during a week where you didn't play well.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't point the finger anywhere except yourself.
Yeah, and see, I know a lot of people aren't going to understand this, but play caller has been the play caller in the last couple of weeks, and you've been winning, and it hasn't been an issue.
Yeah.
This is where you have to sit back and listen to what's being said. When he said, hey, and the one cut that sticks out to me that he said a while ago was the one where he was like, it looks like I want it to look. So
I wanted to look.
Yes, yeah. He said how I wanted to
look. So then I
look.
Can interpret that as he doesn't want to run.
Well, you can interpret, like, that's what I'm saying. This is a recklessly speculation. This is this form that we're in. This is
if the offense
space.
Looks like he wants and he's not running as much, the only way I can look at it is he doesn't want to run as much.
But I don't think it's also about the running. I also think
it's the concepts.
Three of the interceptions came over the middle of the field, right?
Yeah, yep.
Definitely at least two of them.
Well, the first one did. The AJ one did.
The one where he didn't see the 300-pound lineman drop
that
into
one.
Coverage.
But he almost threw one earlier that the guy just
dropped it. Yeah. So, you know, it could be like I've avoided throwing there.
And then you wanted me to.
And now you wanted me to, and, you know, I had a historic night turning the ball over.
It's not good when we're trying to recall where all the interceptions were. There were so many.
But here's
the
thing.
Wait, which one?
If you're a quarterback and they're not playing the middle of the field, that's your sweet spot.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be uncomfortable. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about, because if he starts making plays in the middle consistently, then it's going to open up stuff on the outside. It's
going
to open up the running game. Yeah. It's like, that's what you have to do. Remember a few weeks ago, Jason Avant said that Caleb Williams, they're throwing everything at him. And he's not getting everything, but you see the progressions. It's kind of the same thing.
They're forcing him to progress, Caleb.
Yes, we have a good enough defense where we could – it's unfortunate to say this because we got a quarterback that's 5 years in.
Yeah.
But he has to evolve. He has to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
I played a cut this morning from Chris Long from his podcast where he said, you know, this is a Super Bowl defense. And, you know, if you could get to being a mediocre offense,
you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, Rhea, you have to, I feel like this. The game plan that you had last week, even though it produced 5 turnovers, it was pretty solid.
It was pretty solid.
Yeah. And a lot of those, like, we were talking to Jason, so he said, hey, man, the Raiders, they're going to blow some coverages. You have to take chances with the football.
You do know the Raiders lost to the Jags by only one. They're one of the only two teams who beat the Patriots. That was in the opener.
That was the opening game,
They've in the two games against the Broncos, which have only been like in the past like month
they're
and a half.
They were a little tighter.
3 points and then 7 points. Yep. And that one game that was by 7 points was 14-7 at the half. And they lost to the Bears by 1 point.
They could be a problem.
I mean, the Eagles can't expect that, you know, we're going to get right just because
they're
Raiders
not going to lay down.
No, nobody's laying down.
Nobody
and they're
does.
Looking at it. They're looking at it like this team can be had, but this is salvageable, and it's salvageable to me by being uncomfortable. This is a come to Jesus moment to me. This is where Jalen has to sit down. I don't think Jalen's cooked. I let me say that.
I don't think he's cooked because I've seen enough good out of him.
Yeah, but I think that he's comfortable. Now, that's the difference between being cooked and comfortable, because when you're comfortable.
What are you?
Well, I'm comfortable and comfortably cooked. Comfortably cooked.
But he's wearing a hat with eyes on it. So, you got to be very comfortable.
He's comfortable.
In your own skin.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, okay, say for the sake of this conversation, that all the stuff that's being said about Jalen is true.
Yeah.
then he needs to deal with that head on. Maybe have a conversation with the folks. Say, hey man, I've been a Richard, and I need to be a better person.
And you can change, like, I mean, I'm a little bit older than him.
Mm-hmm.
I had to change like everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I switched over, you know, and Joe and John took me in.
Sure.
I had to change the way I did everything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an easy, you know, transition, but like, I love it now. Like I'm having the time of my life because it's fun.
Right.
So you know, this whole thing, well, you're just five, six years in, he can't change. Yeah, anybody can change.
Well, you can. I mean, look, and there's been quarterbacks that have been worse than him that have changed and gotten better. Look,
Geno Smith.
Sam Darnold, right?
Sam Darnold, right? Exactly.
So, like, Jalen's had a better career than those guys, but yeah. they fell down, and then they picked Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Like they.
Who was the, God, who was the quarterback from Penn State? He had like a really good year. Was it Kerry Collins, wasn't
yeah.
he like really bad in the beginning?
Yeah
he bounced around with the Saints in that, yeah. and then you got to the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, it can be done.
Yeah, but he's got to want to do it, though.
You have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes have to just change the way you, not just the way you play, but the way you behave in the office.
And that's where his legs come in, because I think when he was younger, his legs could get him out of trouble. Like,
yeah,
I'll just run. I'm not sure what the defense is showing me. I'll run for the first down.
Yeah.
And now, that's not happening, and that's what we saw. By the way, the Texans point, you and you brought the Chris Long thing up. So they've won five in a row. They beat the Chiefs, right? People are talking them up now as maybe they're a real contender. They've only scored more than 23 points once in like 6 weeks, but they're winning all these games.
They trust their defense.
Yep. And they're all, I would say, Stroud's decent. I don't think he's great.
He was great his rookie year.
Yeah, and
then
that was pretty good.
They had the relapse, you know, the second year.
But they won three games with a backup quarterback.
Well, they've got D'Amico Ryans, defensive head coach. So it looks like that your defensive guys are making a comeback.
Yeah, well, it does. I think that's the new trend in the NFL.
Maybe not your buddy Aaron Glenn, but, you know,
Aaron,
no one can win. Is it really 15 years since they've been in the playoffs?
Yeah, 2010 or 11? Yeah.
Wow.
That was Chad Pennington, right?
No.
It was
Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez. Yeah, that's right.
Rex Ryan.
With
Rex.
Bart Scott and those guys.
Yes. That's a long time ago. Let's grab a phone call. Then we got to talk about the story in The Athletic. Jeff Lurie gave some thoughts on, is this like 2023? Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Morning, man. And good morning, St. Rhea.
Good morning, Chris.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Rhea, I feel so bad for you. You started your day with the camera, and then, you know, then you have to do overtime with Joe and your boy Hugh there. So God bless. God bless you.
Hard day work over here.
At least I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, Kyle's there to help pull
true.
You through.
That's right. So.
This is true. The mustache has got to go, though.
What?
I mean, Kyle, seriously. Like, for Christmas, like, the mustache has got
to
go.
It's not up to you.
The mustache is being attacked left and right.
That's a great comeback, Kyle. I'm going to give you that one.
Rhea, been trying to tell him that for a while, but, you know, he's young, so he's stubborn. Yeah. Anyway, guys, let's get to this. So, Jalen Hurts, the question is he regressing? He is 100% regressing. He's regressing like Hugh's time left on Earth above ground. Like, it's getting shorter by the day.
In the upper room.
Jalen Hurts is clearly a quarterback turning backward and not forward. And let me give you some information on this. So his biggest red flag is his decision making.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's holding on to the ball longer. He's burping the baby when baby don't need burping. He's forcing throws into traffic. The timing is way off. And it is so evident that his processing speed has stalled instead of improving over his 6 years in the NFL. Like, defenses are just set back. They're not confused anymore. They're sitting on his first read because his anticipation hasn't really progressed much beyond that. His rushing impact, Joe, you talked about this. His rushing impact once was a weapon is also in decline. He runs like gravity has a personal grudge against him these days. Like, I can't understand it. Like, he's sliding earlier. He runs less decisively. Like, he's no longer punishing defenses with that explosive momentum, swinging scrambles, and now he's even now refusing to run the best play in our offense, which is to brutally shove. He came out after he fumbled that ball and said he hates the play, and last week there were ample opportunities. They didn't do it, and the only time they lined up, they pitched it to Saquon. So I'm tired of him. Going out, he's going
to
throw Petrol.
Well, the pitch to Saquon was a very good play.
It was their best play of the night.
And I've seen other teams do it, and I'm like, I wanted them to do that. Yeah. I was thrilled with
it
that
It was
play.
Awesome, yeah.
It was, but then he's going to come out and throw Petrol under the bus? Like, this is just flat ridiculous. And guys, on my way out here, can I kind of give credit but then take it back away? Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
So, you know, you've said some horrible, horrible things on the mic, and we don't need to relive them. Wow. There's tape of it all. But your third eye was open on this whole Kansas City playoff mess. Kiss the baby. You call that right. But I got to call on Kyle. I think it's time for an investigation because was this legit or were you cheating with some insider trading information?
And let me warn you, Andy told him this is not our year type
Andy
of thing.
Knew at the beginning of the year they were going to make the playoffs.
No.
You, listen to me, please.
Andy Billups.
Be careful. They just fired the bunny, and the social media crowd is gathering outside the studio and shouting a message to your boss, Ronald Lincoln. So just be careful. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody.
All right, Chris, thank you. We appreciate it. Rod Lakin's taken on a life that's on his name.
He has many names now.
Well, he started as Blue Jeans Lakin because the day he wore blue jeans at Eagles camp, and it was like 150 degrees.
I couldn't believe he did that.
It was unbelievable.
Like, dude, he goes, well, I'm working. I go, yeah, we're all working. We all got shorts on.
I was afraid for his health.
I thought he was going to pass out.
Yeah, like a heat stroke. It was ridiculous.
I love people who when it's 100 degrees and they have pants on, they're like, I'm not hot.
Yeah, he's from Arizona.
Yeah,
like,
but don't lie. You're lying.
Where the people go, I don't turn the air on because it's cool in here. And I go, well, I'm leaving. So that's, come visit me in my home.
Good for you on that. All right, quickly, let's get everyone's thoughts on this. So, Rhea, you tipped me off this story in The Athletic this morning. Headline, the Eagles say history isn't repeating, but the echoes are getting off of that. So Mike Silver, who writes for The Athletic, he was... From the feel of the article, I think he was at the game Monday.
He was in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So he covered the game, and he went and talked to some players after the game in the locker room. And a lot of positive stuff from the players. It's not like 2023. But what was interesting is Jeff Lurie quoted in here.
I was shocked because he doesn't normally talk.
Very rarely talks. Here's what Jeff Lurie said on Monday after the game about the idea this is like 2 years ago. Quote, I have zero concern, Lurie said as he stood near DeJean's locker Monday night. We had a lot of turnovers, but some of them were flukes. And then asked directly, did it feel like 2023? Nothing like it, Lurie insisted. Absolute opposite. We have a Super Bowl defense and a great special teams. Our offense will get it going. I'm not worried at all. So we had the positivity rabbit, now the positivity owner here.
Yeah, you have to be positive, man. And again, I'll say this again, and I'm probably going to get yelled and screamed at.
Yeah, you will.
But there were some positives from that game, Joe.
No, Hugh. Let's deal with, you're trying to circumvent what Lurie said. Again, he said Super Bowl defense, correct?
And special teams, yeah.
And great special teams. Mm-hmm. The offense, which he is paying three times the defense.
Will pick it up.
We'll get it together or get it.
The exact quote was, our offense will get it going.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
Get it. We're hoping for get it going. With a quarterback, you're paying $250 million. You're paying, the receivers are making $30 million each. And what's his name? Barkley's making $12 million.
It's the most expensive offense in the history of football.
Yeah.
History.
Get it together.
That's what we relegated to. Remember a few years ago?
Lower the bar, Lurie, over here.
No, you remember a few years ago, I was like, that famous take I had, defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
How are you feeling about that now?
I feel great about it.
No,
but,
what?
Well, let me, before everybody jumps off me. No, it's because you're getting more bang for your buck with the cheaper unit, right?
Yeah, well, a lot more.
But you paid, the offense was supposed to lead the way for the last two seasons.
The offense is a luxury that isn't paying off. That sentence just got me when I read it this morning. I went, we got a Super Bowl defense. We got a great special teams. The offense is going to get it together.
Yeah, we'll score 20 points, hopefully. Hopefully, we will.
20 points would be, I would take 20 points.
I would, too.
You'd be excited if we got 20.
Oh, my goodness.
I said the ceiling is 22 at this point. The ceiling is 22.
That's not going to work, Hugh. We need more than that.
I'm being honest. You want me to be honest.
I know. Rhea, we appreciate hopping
you
on, as always. Have a great rest of your week. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up. Jalen Hurts, just a slump. Or are we seeing real regression here? We also want to react to an observation John Ritchie had this morning about Hurts in overtime. Interesting stuff from John. That next, your calls. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Checking off the holiday shopping list? Wawa's got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards for Wawa fans in your life and for the fans of top brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for teachers, coworkers, and delivery drivers. Even the family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at the Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have a Wawa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website.
It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.